I'm Marco Werman with The World. In the 1960s and 70s, many Americans fled north to Canada as conscientious objectors during the Vietnam War. Many were allowed to stay. Something similar happened during the Second Iraq War, but the future is uncertain for these war resistors. Under the previous conservative Canadian government, many of them were deported. Then came the election of Canada's current Liberal Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. He promised to pave the way for American war resistors to stay on Canadian soil. But as I heard from Michelle Robidoux today, that hasn't happened yet. Robidoux is a spokeswoman for the War Resisters Support Campaign in Toronto.
Since the election 9 months ago, unfortunately, very little has happened on this question. And some of the things that the candidates had talked about that they would change have not changed yet. So U.S. war resistors who came up here, most of them between 2005 and 2008, are still living in limbo and are still under the threat of deportation. So we're pressing and hoping that the new government will change this, but so far not much has happened.
Why has nothing changed despite those promises?
The government has been given a deadline of September 16th to indicate whether or not they are going to continue litigation that was begun by the previous government, by the Harper government, against U.S. Iraq war resistors. So the time is running out to make that decision, and I don't think there's any doubt that most Canadians would want them to stop prosecuting U.S. war resistors and trying to deport them. In fact, a poll was conducted just a few weeks ago that found that 3 out of 5 Canadians want U.S. war resistors to be allowed to gain permanent resident status in Canada.
How many American war resistors are currently in Canada?
At this point, we are aware of 15 cases.
And if they're technically not supposed to be in Canada, can you describe what life is like for these 15 or some odd people living in Canada? Are they stigmatized?
No, I'd say to the contrary. Most people are incredibly sympathetic and appreciate the stance that they have taken and appreciate the cost to them in leaving their country and leaving their families and so on. So they're not in any way stigmatized in that sense. I think, though, as people who have no status here, they don't benefit from basically the security of knowing that you're not going to be deported. And a number of war resistors have been deported under the Harper government and sentenced to harsh jail terms as a result of their opposition to the Iraq war. So we know what await war resistors. And I think because of that, Canadians feel very strongly that if anybody should be punished because of the Iraq war, it certainly shouldn't be soldiers who said no.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen? Will they be deported too, like a lot of these other conscientious objectors? Or do you think Justin Trudeau will keep his promise?
We're fearful that because nothing has happened so far, and, you know, the glow of a new government with a very different outlook from everything that they have said, the fact that nothing has happened yet is very worrying for us. And the consequences to these individuals, if they are forced back, are quite grave. A number of the war resistors suffer from psychological injuries of different sorts, in particular post-traumatic stress disorder. And so to be sent back to face court-martial and to be jailed, the consequences are quite dramatic. But we are hopeful still, because all of these cases could readily be resolved with no fanfare. So we think that support is important, and we think that if we keep discussion going and keep putting attention on it, we do think there are people in this government that are listening.
Michelle Robidoux, spokeswoman for the War Resisters Support Campaign in Toronto. Thank you very much.
Thank you.